This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's much more sophisticated than what we've seen out of the Russians in the recent past, certainly than what we saw in 2016. Yes, they're using social media, but they're much more pervasive at it. They're creating false persona, using artificial intelligence to help drive content and distribute content. And they're much more resourced and organized, using RT, what was formerly just a propaganda organ for the Kremlin, now has turned into a full covert influence activity with full funding to do this kind of work by funneling resources and organizing editorial content in actual media outlets.
We the people of the United States.
More perfect.
Our form of our perfect union.
Heritage legal expert Hans von Spakovsky.
Hans, we meet again, and Russia is in the middle of the conversation. It is election right. season, after all. Welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Give us the details now. Russia is back in the middle of our election system. They're trying to disrupt things. Are we supposed to believe that Russia wants Trump? What did we find out yesterday from Merrick Garland and crew?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I've heard folks saying that, oh, this is intended to help Trump. No, actually, if you read the indictment itself, it says, and this is a quote, views expressed in the videos are not uniform. So that means they are not really for one side or the other. What they are doing is trying to push favorability for Russia. You know, for example, and this is one used in the indictment, when there was a terrorist attack in Moscow for which ISIS announced responsibility, the Russians tried to push this out and say the Ukrainians had done it. And that's what they wanted this fake website that they had set up to do. So, you know, they keep saying, oh, this is this huge influence on American elections. It's not. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm glad they caught these guys. I'm glad they indicted them. They were using fake names, shell companies, but before everybody makes a big deal out of it about this, the entire amount of money spent by the Russians on this propaganda effort was $9.7 million. $9.7 million. Annie, do you know how much was spent in the 2020 campaign, 2-year campaign cycle on both our presidential and congressional elections? $16.4 billion.
It's a drop in the bucket.
So $10 million is what is that? It's not even 1% of the amount of money that was spent, and I have no doubt this year we will see even more money spent. So this was a drop in the bucket. You know, they make this big deal in the indictment about how, oh, they produced 2,000 videos with 16 million views on YouTube. Okay, well, YouTube is viewed by the entire world. You notice they don't say, well, how many of those views were by folks in the United States? How many were actually by voters? Again, I don't say this isn't important. I'm glad these indictments are going forward. But somehow the claim that this is going to have a major influence on the election, that's just not the case.
Is there political capital for Biden's Justice Department to run this out and tease out, you know, to make it look a lot bigger than it really is? Because as you say, you know, you discover this, you squash it, you get rid of it, you make sure that it doesn't continue. It's good that that happened. But I would assume that the Justice Department is constantly swatting down threats before they become bigger deals. I mean, is there a political advantage to what this Justice Department is trying to do with this particular story?
Well, apparently they've known about this for quite a while. It's interesting to me that when this website started up last year, it's only now, right before voting is about to start, that they come out with this big story about a Russian influence operation, and in particular, a website in Tennessee that has, you know, a lot of has some conservative influencers, as they are called, on it. Although, you know, the commentators on that, which include folks like, you know, Tim Pool, David Rubin, Benny Johnson, look, they've put out statements about the fact that they had complete editorial control over what they put, and there is no, there's nothing in the indictment claiming that they had any involvement in helping to propagate Russian propaganda. Yeah, the people who set up this website, they were doing that, but not that these other commentators had any participation in that. So that's also an important fact to remember. But look, it's another way of trying to go over after the conservative world and say that, well, people's criticisms of Biden's policies on the economy and immigration are somehow Russian propaganda.
Hans, can we shift gears? I don't know how much you've been following the news today with Hunter Biden. Have you been able to keep up with that shift in the trajectory of his trial there? He's pleading guilty to his federal tax charges, which seem to be surprising news for at least the prosecution today.
Well, surprising to them, I can't say I'm surprised. His father is now out of it. His father's not running for re-election. So there's no point in him going to trial when the evidence against him is as rock solid as you could possibly have in a federal prosecution. It's just as rock solid as the gun case that was filed against him, as you know, where a jury convicted him. And the only defense that he's really had in this case was, well, I was on drugs. I didn't know what I was doing. That is exactly the same defense he tried to use against those gun charges, and the jury in Delaware didn't buy it and found him guilty. And I think they were the same thing here.
Also,
they were looking at a guilty verdict for sure.
When they, I mean, the like, I was on drugs, I didn't know what I was doing thing, didn't he write off the hookers and the blow on his tax return?
I
mean, like, he knew that he was doing that part, but he, I mean, it just, it doesn't quite fit. What does it mean for us non in the legal system, never had to plead guilty to some sort of big federal tax felony, whatever? What does it mean for him now that he shifted out of pleading not guilty, having to go to a trial? What might happen now? What are the opportunities for Hunter Biden with this guilty plea?
Well, you know, what's interesting about it was what you said at the beginning, that prosecutors didn't know about it. That means, I believe, that there was no there's no plea deal. In other words, he didn't get some kind of agreement from the Justice Department that the Justice Department would recommend a certain sentence, perhaps a reduced sentence, in exchange for him pleading guilty. He's just going in and offering to plead guilty to the judge. So that means that he's basically throwing himself on the mercy of the judge and hoping that by pleading guilty, the judge will take that into account when coming up with a sentence for him, because it doesn't appear that there was any prior agreement with the Justice Department.
Well, we know what the judges and the districts and the jury pools look like when Donald Trump is in the courtroom.
Right.
Is Hunter Biden playing a home game here? Is he visiting in this?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Courtroom.
I don't know, because I don't know the judge in this case, so I don't know if that's going to happen. I would hope it wouldn't. But look, he was already getting a good deal from the prosecutors. Yeah, they criminally indicted him for tax evasion charges, but as you know, they could have and should have criminally indicted him for violations of the Foreign Agent Registration Act, the FARA Act. In fact, you know, that's exactly one of the charges that was in the indictment against these Russians that just got released. And yet, not only did the Justice Department not charge him with violating FARA, it's now too late. They allowed the statute of limitations to run on it.
Of course they did. This is a crime, that the tax charges is a crime that he would very potentially face jail time with. Do you expect with a guilty plea? I mean, the second question I was going to ask you is about a likely Biden pardon here, which I think is even more likely now, regardless of whether he said prior when he was still running for office that he wouldn't. But would it be a huge deal for him to not get any jail time comparative to how other people would be treated in this instance?
The answer to that is a simple yes. Yes. This kind of look, it's very different when someone unknowingly violates the tax laws, maybe makes a mistake. When you intentionally and knowingly do not pay your taxes, when you intentionally and knowingly list as deductions things like the charges for prostitution and drugs, which you know you can't deduct, that's an intentional, knowing violation of the law. And that's the kind of thing you can and should get jail time for.
And then going to the pardon that Joe Biden certainly could offer, I assume at any time he's a lame duck president, he's not running for anything. Maybe there's some sort of implication on Harris's ability to win the election. But I kind of don't think that it really would intersect. I think people would understand Joe Biden pardoning Hunter Biden. What are his options as the president as far as both the gun charge and this one with the guilty verdicts?
Well, listen, a president has 100% discretion on who he issues a pardon to under the Constitution. There's no restrictions, no limitations. So there is absolutely nothing other than perhaps public outrage or embarrassment,
yeah.
which I don't think the Biden family would respond to, that would prevent Joe Biden from pardoning his son from all of these federal charges. And listen, I'd be willing to guarantee you, particularly if Kamala Harris loses the election, I think there's almost a 100% probability that Joe Biden will do that.
The Joe Biden pardon of Hunter Biden would not be the most embarrassing part of the Hunter Biden story. I don't think. I think that would fit in there and probably conclude it for the American people, and everybody would be ready to move on. I think it's the likely outcome. Well, we appreciate you. Next week, I don't know what we'll be talking about. Some maybe Hillary Clinton will jump in there. We've got Russia collusion back. We'll see what happens in a week's time, Hans. But you've been with us for years and years, and we always appreciate the way you weigh in on these important topics. So thanks for being here.
Sure thing. And talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Bye-bye. Hans von Spakovsky is the senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, DOJ lawyer, and a former FEC commissioner. Good to have him on the show. Quick break. When we come back, Wiggins America. And he is going to talk to us about hotel cleanliness. And I don't know if I want to stay around for this segment because I got a thing about hotel rooms. So we'll see what Ryan's got some tips for us. Wiggins America, when we come back, don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.